Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, June the 13th, 2017. I'm your host, Tungamili Nkomo, and tonight we are talking to some of the 2017 Mandela Washington Fellows who are coming to the United States on Thursday this week for a rigorous training in leadership at various U.S. institutions. Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Live Talk or on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call in live on 001-202-619-2077 to give us your contribution. And we are also streaming live on our three websites. That's www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. Promising Zimbabweans are coming to the United States this Thursday for mentorship in civic and business leadership under the coveted Mandela Washington Fellowship. The program was founded by former U.S. President Barack Obama in 2010 as the Young African Leaders Initiative, with the aim of empowering youths from the African continent. Obama then rebranded the program in 2014 to the Mandela Washington Fellowship in honor of post-apartheid South African President Nelson Mandela. Lichona njani zulukandaba ikutibana namhlanje kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo The Connection, uhlelo olungo lwabasakhulayo. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa labanye babasakhulayo abaza ngapha eMelika ngolwesine kuliviki belanda uhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship. Bazefunda ke bazaba lapha okwenyanga eyodwa lengxenye esingathi yi-6 weeks. Belolongwa ke kundaba zobukhokheli obuqotho la kundaba zobukhokheli kwezamabhizimusi. Bayasuka ke ngolwesine bazaba behlanyeliwe nje emakolishini ezinga laphezulu khonapha eMelika atshiyeneyo. Bonke behlangana labanye abasakhula abavela kwamanye amazwe bayinkulungwane eyodwa ababuya ke ngapha kuliviki phansi kwalolu hlelo. Liza kumbulu kubana, isoku imvama, isilake tradition, isi chona nje, minyaka yonke selo kulo luhlelo lwaqalayo. Ngasebeze buya ke sikhuba lolu hlelo sikhuluma labo sizwa imbono yabo ukuthi bazwa njani ngokuba kulolu hlelo njalo kuyini abakukhangeleleyo. Kwaziwaye batereri kusangana kumuchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa The Connection, chirongwa chevechidiki. Nasi sezo muchiziva nekuti tangati chitaura kwenguva kwema shondo maviri apfura kuti vechidiki. Vanokwana hivyo 60 veku Zimbabwe wari kuya kuno kusvondo rino nemusi wechina kuzodzidza pasi pechirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Saka vari kusimuka nemusi wechina vachiuya kuno kuAmerica kuma colleges nema universities akasiyana siyana vanenge vachidzidziswa nezveutungamiri hwemazvo uyezve utungamiri munyaya dzemabhizinesi. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo tichange tichikurukura nevamwe vavo. Chirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship chakaparurwa gore ra 2010 na vaimbova mutungamiri weAmerica mpanguva iyoyo vaBarack Obama. Asi chakazochinja zita muna 2014 chakunzi Mandela Washington Fellowship. senzira yekuremekeza vakambo vamutungamiri weSouth Africa va Nelson Mandela. And opening the program today is Butholezwe Nyathi. He's our first guest. He's not in the program this year, but he was in the program last year. So he's a Mandela Washington Fellowship alumni 2016. And sithe avuleke indlela bathi inyathi ibuzwa kuba phambili njengomntu oseke waba lapha. Sifuna ke xwayise ebachasiseleke ababuyayo lwanyaka labo ukuthi kuminjana. Mr. Nyathi, good evening and welcome on Studio 7.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Yes, sir. The 2017 Mandela Washington Fellows are listening, and some will be joining us shortly, Mr. Nyathi. First of all, what should they expect?
Well, thank you very much. I will begin by congratulating the 60 young Zimbabweans who were selected to be 2017 Mandela Washington Fellows. This is indeed a unique leadership development program, and I wish them all the best. Of course, the USA is one of the leading global powers, and it is a huge honor and a privilege if you are a Zimbabwean and you get the opportunity at the prime of your career to go and learn from what are supposedly the global leaders in terms of developmental interventions. Fellows should go there with an open mind. America is not Zimbabwe. We have two totally different cultures, value systems. They should not necessarily expect to see another Zimbabwe in America. So they should be prepared for those culture shocks. Enjoy the experience. Those culture shocks are part of the experience. If you are a leader, you will traverse different terrains. And it will not always be terrains that you are accustomed to. So the first one that they should look out for is definitely the culture shock, which will come with its positives and negatives. All they should do is to pursue the mandate which they are pursuing, which is to enhance their leadership skills in the various thematic areas, either civic, business, public management, or the energy track. And again, you are going there to network. And it's not that every time there will be structured networking sessions. It's either you're in a bus traveling somewhere, talk to the person sitting next to you. They may be leader of some institution that you have an interest in. In the subway, moving from one seat to the other, you're in a restaurant eating. So you should make it a point to talk to anyone and everyone. You may never know what value they may give you. So move with speed. You're only there for 6 weeks. It's not a lifetime. And the expectations are high. When you come back home, people want to see what value you're bringing back, not just for yourself, but for your greater community. So the idea is you hit the ground running.
Uh-huh. When ungathi lwakuphathisa okunganani lolu hlelo mdluli?
Ngiyabonga Nkomo. Mina nginje sokungumnyaka ngiphendukile ngikade ngisekwele eMelika. Kuningi osokwenzakile empilweni yami engakuqamba. Okokuqala ukuthi sengilabangane labantu engisebenzelana labo, hathi nje eZimbabwe but kuAfrika yonke jikelele. Ukolishi engangikilo sasihlanganisiwe sengama-fellows from over 21 different countries. So kungathi kuvuka kusasa ngithi sengikhetha ukuthi ngiye Cameroon, ukhona umuntu engizafikela kuye angitshengise. Ngikhethuke eSenegal, ngikhethuke eMalawi, ngikhethuke yangaphi kuSub-Saharan Africa. Sengilabangane engingabaqoqodela ngedeyi bakwethu, sengikhona kwelakini, kuyini okukhona okwenzakalayo. Abangane lobudlelwano osobudalekile ngenxa ye-fellowship asobudlelwano ongabuthatha kancane, ngoba ezikhathini eziningi abangane silabo yilabo esihlala labo ezigabeni zakithi, kodwa i-network yami isinkulu. Ngikhonale ngahlangana labanye labo abaqhuba ezama-arts, culture and heritage, okuyikho mina engiphatheka ngakho kakhulu emsebenzini wami engiwenzayo amagugu. Kule nhlelo esesizisungula labanye engahlangana labo, ngaba lethuba lokuthi omunye walabo engahlangana laye khona le ngesikhathi ngiseMelika ngamnxusa wabuya kwele Zimbabwe wazokuxhasa wasekela inhlanganiso yami yamagugu International Heritage Center. Senza izinhlelo eziningi nje ezijiyeneyo ezinye zangkhona ziyeza nje ngo-August.
Aha, ngubamba umlomo khonapho Mdloli, ngithathe omunye okuhlelo lonyaka. Qhubeka ubambile khonapho. Nimbotora Muzware Josephine Mahashi. Josie, good evening and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you, and congratulations on being one of the 1,000 2017 Mandela Washington Fellows.
Oh, thank you so much. It really means a lot to me, and it means a lot to Zimbabwe, my country.
By the way, Josephina is the creator of Click Africa. It's a television show that showcases the pride of Africa, and it broadcasts across the African continent. Saka Josie, zvizva uri kutarisira sezvo muchisimuka muchiuya kuno names wechina.
As the founder and creator of Click Africa, you know, like you just said, Click Africa broadcasts across the African continent. You know, I've traveled the greater part of Africa, and I've networked with a lot of African people from head of states, entrepreneurs, you know, high-profile executives. So now coming to America, I feel like that's a step ahead. You know, I'm coming to learn from their culture. I'm coming to learn how they do things, how they do business. Obviously, I mean, you know, they are more advanced than us Africans. So, yeah, that's one of the main things that I'm coming to learn from America. And also to meet the fellow African leaders that have been selected. Obviously, that's the cream de la cream that has been selected. That obviously, some of them I never met when I was going around Africa. So, yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Please do stay on the line there, Josie, as I welcome another fellow, and that's Matipedza Karase. Mkoma Karase, Magadi, and tinomugamuchira ipa chirongwa che Studio 7.
Ndinotenda kuti mandipawo mukana wekuti ndive pachirongwa chenyu, asi mukomandimi yamunogeza ndiyo yatinonwa. Makadiko?
Aiwa, tinofara hedu. Vakuru ndimi ka, ndimi makananga kunoku nemusi wechina. Muri kunzwa sei?
Very excited. Tiri kunzwa kufara chose kuti takasharurwa neveUnited States. Mabasa edu akaonekera kunzi ane umbowo kuti tinge tichinzi tiri maleaders ari muno muAfrica vashoma vachange vakamirira Zimbabwe ikoko kuUnited States mune program yeyali iyoyi.
Aha, saka munenge muchiita zvidzidzo zvei uye kune chipi chikoro?
Inini ndiri ku business and entrepreneurship track, ndiri ku Rutgers University muNew Jersey. Zvidzidzo zvacho zvatakatarisira zvakati wandei, asi chikuru ndechekuti tichange tichidzidzira kuunza zvatinenge tadzidza ikoko, tichiedza kuti tizvisanganise mune zvatinenge tichiita kuno kumusha patinodzoka.
Aha, saka muupenyu muri kuita nezvei?
Inini pachezvangu ndinoda kuzviti ndiri aeropreneur, aviation entrepreneur. Ndakatanga company ye airline inonzi Fly Africa. Uyezve pare zvino ndiri kuconsulta mahurumende ari muno Southern Africa, namely iyo South Africa, Zambia neBotswana, munezve aviation nekuimprova masystems ekuita business within the aviation industry.
Saka vakuru ndimika vakarase, kutanga kampani yendege nai?
Handingati chinhu chatingati chikuru, asi ini ndaiva nechido chekuda kubhururuka nendege kubvira ndichiri mwana mudiki. Saka ndakatevedzera zvandairota sekutaura kunomboitwa zviroto zvirota asi tinomukira tichizvichiva tichizvifambira. Mukusaita give up kwandakaita ndinoona kunge Mwari akanikomborera ndokunisanganisa nevanhu vaidawo kuitawo izvozvo ndokuzowana ndakunzi ndasimudza airline at the age of 28.
Please do stay on the line there, Karase. Karase is the founder co-founder of Fly Africa, and he will be at Rutgers University in New Jersey. And it's okay, Kwauri, Mahashi. And meanwhile, Mdloli, please do stay on the line. Kuvekubambile konapo mfowe tu. Josie,
yes.
Karase says he will be at Rutgers University. Where are you going to be at, and what are you going to be studying?
Juku studied business and entrepreneurship at University of Texas at Austin.
Saka mboti taura mbichana nezve Click Africa. What is it all about, really, in brief?
Okay, Click Africa is a television show that I started just to showcase the pride of Africa. I felt like Africa was really being demoralized. You know, people would come to Africa and take footage of, you know, vanenzara, vanemadziwa, you know, showing the worst part of Africa. And I felt like this is not the real Africa. I mean, that's not just Africa. There is also that pride of Africa that we need to showcase. So I started that program just to show Kuti there is good that can come out of Africa. I mean, you're just speaking to my brother, Mati Bey. I mean, he's a product, a real product of Africa, and I, as a Zimbabwean, I'm very proud of him. So such things, you know, it's so limited, Kuti Uzhuone Zhiji broadcast or Zhiji showcase for in the world. So, yeah, that's actually basically why I felt like starting that TV program.
Please do stay on the line both. Ngibuye kuwe Mdloli, kuyini ongaba ongakukhuthaza ngabo? Ukhulume nge-culture show, kubefika lapha nje indlela abamukela ngayo, kumbe abahlangana la abahlangana ngayo labantu balapha labanye abasakhulayo laba bavela kwamanye amazwe.
Yeah, ngiyabonga. Hayi, iMelika ngike ngatsho mina ukuthi lilizwe eliziqhenyayo ngobuyibo balo. Izizalwane zalo singathi thina bayilabo abapatriotic. Uyakuthi nje uhamba emzini eminingi uzathola lo lalo efake iflag yaseMelika. Ngabantu abaziqhenyayo abalithandayo ilizwe labo. Okungakho ukuthi lathi nje singontanga singabakhokheli unhlangothi zombangazo ezijeneyo. Lathi kasiziqhenyeni ngobuZimbabwe bethu. Ye, inkinga silazo, kodwa mbonani kubalulekile kakhulu ukuthi abantu ilizwe labo balithande, yikho sizalisebenzela ngamandla wonke nje jikelele. Kulabantu abaningi balothando, balomusa, balesineke abeMelika, bazaphiwa izimuli abazabe behlalisana lazo, besebenzelana lazo, baza kunanzelela ukuthi hayi ngabantu nje abaphayo kakhulu, abalesineke, abalothando olukhulu, ngabalwamukelo lolothando. Balufunde labo lolo thando, baphendukela leZimbabwe lathi sibe ngabantu abachumayela uthando ikakhulu ezikhathini lapho silenkinga eziningi kakhulu. Ngithi kabahambe bevuleke ingqondo, bezimisele ukufunda. Iwala njalo liyasebenza kakhulu, ukhona lo kwamaviki nje ayisithupha. Ngena ufika nje usuweqe ugijime nje uqoqoda eminyango eminingi ubavikela abantu ukuthi wena ngubani, wenza ngani, ufisa ukuthi lincedisane njani, lisebenzelane njani, ukwenzela ukuthi lawo nxa usubuya ukhanye ukuthi indoda le sibili ihambile yayafunda kulo kukhanyayo esisinika khona.
Josi na matipeza anzi nabanyati, kana uri munhu akatsiga akadzikama hazvishandi because muri kunoko kwemavhiki 6 chete kwemasvondo 6. Saka, kana uri munhu akadzikama unofanirwa kusiyana naizvozvo, uite munhu ane mawara, ndokuti ugone kuita macontacts uyezve unge uchizadzikisa zvivimbo zvako zvese, zvese zvaunenge wakatarisira pakuya kunoku. Jose Ndimbozo Kakwauri, I'm reading your profile from IREX that says you have facilitated the travel of people like Aliko Dangote and Tony Elumelu to Zimbabwe for high-level investor meetings. Let's talk about that a bit. How much of a challenge was that? Did you have any challenges convincing these tycoons to come to Zimbabwe?
What I would say is, talking to Aliko Dangote, when I met him, he told me that he had been approached by a number of Zimbabweans, a couple of Zimbabweans, Kumasamis, wherever they meet, and he never felt like coming. So I don't know. I think, you know, God just used me at that particular time to lure someone like Aliko Dangote to Zimbabwe, and I thank God for using me. You know, Tony Elumelu is Aliko Dangote's friend. So basically, when Dangote came to Zimbabwe, it became so easy to talk to people like Tony Elumelu and other more that I'm still talking to bring to Zimbabwe. Despite the fact, Yakuti, you know, things are not quite stable. But, yeah, I mean, Zimbabwe is a country where these people really want to come and look into investing.
Uh-huh. And those who are not in the know, Aliko Dangote and Tony Elumelu, ma tycoon, aya ma millionaires, probably billionaires, Africa.
Point of correction. Aliko Dangote is the richest black man in the world and richest in Africa. Tony Elumelu is the eighth richest in Africa. Yes. Billionaires, both billionaires.
There you go. Ndanga ndisina kurasika hangu maningi, because I say they are millionaires, probably billionaires, but thank you for that information there, Josie.
Yes.
Mkoma Karase, please do stay in the, on the line as well as Umdluli Ubutolezwe. Gang Itate Ufaith Gillian Samera on the line. Faith, good evening and welcome on Studio 7.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm stopping ngokungena kuhlelo le Mandela Washington Fellowship Lord. I'm sorry, I think we have lost Faith there. We will be trying to reconnect with her shortly. But still, indeed, Zoge Kwamuri, Mkoma Karasi, there was, a problem with Fly Africa in the past months. But I think I read an article last month, Kuchinzi yava kudzoka manje. Where are we now? Alo Mkoma Karase? Okay, we have lost Karase there again. But we are not short of any. Fellows, because vanenga kul vakawanda 60 of them, just like last year. Obuto ve siza nyakenye vabe tabile kakhulu bekhangelela ukuhlangana lo mongameli Barack Obama owaba ngumongameli weMelika onsundu wakuqala. Ngile themba oJosi labo matipeza labo bathabile ukuba nabazahlangana lo mnumzana Trump lonyaka. Faith is back on the line. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, Faith, and welcome on Studio 7.
Oh, ngiyabonga kakhulu, kuhle ukuba khona.
Yeah, amhlophe uzwa njani ngokungena kuhle?
Hey, ngizwaya. Lithube lihle kakhulu. Because siyabona ukuthi kuningi okufunakala elizweni lethu, abantu PH group yethu. So ngiyabona ukuthi vele nxa sisiyakhona ngale into esizahlangana nazo, ukufunda kwangikhona kuzathuthukisa indlela esicabanga ngayo.
Aha. Kahle kahle njani empilweni, Faith?
All right. Mina ngile NGO efundisa amankazana ukukoda. We do computer programming, coding ikuthiwa yi-Zim Girls Code. So into esiyenzayo sihambe emakhaya sesiyafundisa abantwana besifazane ukuthi befunde amakhompyutha, ngoba wandise ukuthi amankazana amaningi and acela ukuthi into zamakhompyutha ngezamadoda. Uthole ukuthi bonke babuyele ukuthi bathole into badinga ama-careers alula. So we get into the gap and we help them and teach them ukuthi hayi i-technology even abantu besifazane bangangena kiyo. Njalo ngiqhathiwe i-connect wireless.
Aha. Emakhaya liyabe lihamba esikolo, liyabe liqhuba njani khonapho?
All right, sihambe esikolo. So into ezenza sihambe esikolo sisebenze nalaba abalabe nama-computers. But mostly thina abantu esifuna ukubathinta ngabantu abangelawo amakhompyutha, because uthole ukuthi these days i-pass rate isikhwela kakhulu, but uthole ukuthi abantwana behlale khona ngale makhaya begcine bengama-temporary teacher. Nxa uthole ukuthi umuntu ngu-temporary teacher for 4 years, yena kadeli 8 A's. So thina sesingena khona sesihamba khona ezikolo sithwele amakhompyutha wethu sibafundise.
I-coding eliyenzayo lapha ngiyama-websites, ngiyama-applications, ngiyani kahle-kahle, kumbe uxubene?
All right. Thina esiwenzayo nje sihambelana, sihlangana labantwana kulevel lapha yabe beyiyo. Uyathola ukuthi omunye kazakayiboni ikhompyutha, uphunguzwa ngayo. So siqalisela kulevel yakhe. Uthole ukuthi omunye sibili nayo i-laptop endlini, ubabule-desktop endlini. So abakwazi, so we do website, we do applications, so we do HTML and CSS, and then abanye sesiqalise straight ku-introduction to computers ukuthi hayi le yi-keyboard, le yi-mouse, le yi-monitor. Kusiya ngokuthi i-level yomntwana ingaphi, but okusalayo ukuthi by the time siqeda lapho ingqondo yabe yabe siphuthukile lokhana ukuthi basebekwazi ukuthi hayi mina funa ukuya e-university and i-university homework yenzakala ku-computer.
And which university or college are you going to be at, Faith? And what studies are you going to be pursuing?
All right. I am going to be at Arizona State University, and I will be under civic leadership.
Arizona, ngale, kuse desert, kutshisa kule.
Ngizwa njalo, bathi kuyatshisa, but bathi ama-econ maningi kakhulu.
Maningi, siyalahla ngapha. All right, Faith. Please do stay on the line. The Faith, Nimbo Tora, another fellow, that's Ruzibo Chonyera, joining us. Ruzibo, good evening and welcome on Studio 7.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you very, very much. It's such an honor to be part of the Mandela Washington Fellows for 2017.
And what are you looking forward to?
I think for me, the biggest thing I'm looking forward to is the networking and the relationships that I'm going to build with my fellow Africans, as well as the people we're going to meet at our institute. And just to learn, I'm ready to go and open up my mind and soak in as much as I can, but also be able to give of what I have and contribute to the discussions that will be there.
Sakamupe, nyu uri kuite?
Ngiyimi project director, company known as Rock Consultancy. We specialize in marketing, in strategy, and in events. Tinoita my events in an excellent way. That's what I do. So if people need events done, if people need marketing strategies, this is what I'm more open.
Saka kuno uku watuna uchange uchi dziza zvidzidzo zvei, uye which university are you going to be at?
Ndichange ndiri pa University of New Mexico in Albuquerque. Ndiri under the business and entrepreneurship track. Business, how to manage a business, how to effectively communicate, and also just things surrounding being an entrepreneur.
Please do stay on the line there, Ruzibo. I think Mdluli, loku kone cingwe.
Hello?
Yes, please do stay on the line there, everyone. Obuto, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm there. Thank you.
Okay. Guys, I have Buthelezi Nyathi. He's a 2016 Mandela Washington Fellowship alumni. You can, anyone with a question or, you know, if you are seeking clarification on whatever, go ahead and ask. Is there anyone who may want to ask Nyathi a question?
Can I ask him?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Well, so I think my question is this. We have less than 48 hours before we leave, and what is the one thing you totally say we should pack that I might have forgotten about? This is bearing in mind that at the PDO...
We have lost Ruziwa there, but Zoli, I'm sure Obusuzile, part of her question, she was asking, what's the one most important thing that you'd advise her to pack?
Well, I think, without thinking too much, electricity connections, the connections that are used in the USA are different from our own, so they need to get an adapter that would be compatible with the kind that are used in the USA, because you will have challenges finding one. You get to the university, it may not be readily available, and you want to switch on your laptop and start sending emails telling people back home that you have arrived, and you discover that you can't connect or charge your laptop or phone. So I think that is one small item, but can be very inconveniencing if you don't go with the right adapters to the USA.
The right adapters. Ama adapter eliwasebenzisayo khona ngapho achiyene kakhulu leso asebenzisayo ngapha. Kodwa kaduli nje nxa ufika ngapha nxa ungelayo atholakala uhamba kubo Walmart. Kodwa kuqakathekile ukubana ungabuya le yakho ozayisebenzisa njengoba umdluli esitsho. We have Matipeza Karasebeka. Mkoma Karasi Madzoka, andit?
Tine Madzoka kwa Chirungwa.
Good. Ameno Skype enyu yangazvi fambisa sei. I was asking earlier, we all know there were problems with your airline, Fly Africa, but I read recently in the media that you are making a comeback. Tell us more about that.
There were problems with our airline. This is early on in 2015. However, the comeback is no longer with my involvement. Unfortunately, as you know, there was the land reform program. I always contend that what happened to us was the sky reform program, but I've had to deal with it and live with it. This is the Zimbabwe we live in. And I'm all the better for it. Moving on to bigger and better things. I do wish the new, ownership structure the best of luck. Although I am still fighting for what I feel is rightfully mine in the courts of law. Yeah.
Please, do see on the line now. There, Mkoma Matipeza, and joining me now is our fifth 2017 Mandela Washington Fellow, Usibu Sisiwe Mashoko Busi. Kunjani?
Niyaphila mina, ninjani?
I see appeal. Congratulations, Makorokoto Amhlophe.
Sing Amhlophe, sibili, siyabonga.
Yeah, so how are you feeling about this?
I'm very excited, looking forward to learn and to share the experience with my fellow countrymen when I come back.
Tell us a bit about yourself. What do you do, Wenzan?
Okay, Mina, I'm a finance practitioner. I am very passionate about microfinance and financial literacy. I believe that there is so much that we can do as a nation to ensure that everyone is included in terms of access and use of financial services, especially women and youth. That's the area that I am particularly focused on.
I see you also offer pro bono, assistance to people who are willing to or who want to draft business plans. You are offering those services for free.
Yes, to give you a bit of a background regarding that, my mother is one of the traders at Sexville Flea Market. She has a store there, and most of these women have gone through their lives taking care of children and putting kids through university without much education in terms of when to borrow, how to borrow, from whom to borrow, when to save, how to save, and where to save. They've done amazingly well. But what I have seen is there's a gap in terms of turning those businesses into more valuable or giving return that is higher than what they are able to do. So this thing started when some of my mother's friends would come to our house and they'll be asking me these questions, and I saw that there was a gap, and I then offered to meet them and sit down with them and come up with business proposals that they can take to providers of finance, that they can also take to their own cooperatives to ensure that they get a better return for their investment. So that is how I started doing those services for financial literacy at a small level.
Manje busi njengoba ukhanya ulolwazi olungaka kwezimali lapha, ngifuna ukuba ingamula phela, ngenze njani?
Nxa ufuna ukuba ingamula kushuphi, you just simply get my email, sikhulume sonke sibabili. But at the present moment, I'm also looking at having this thing driven at a national level, working through the thematic groups that the Reserve Bank has set up to include members of the youth and the rural women in terms of their access to finance. So there is a program that we're going to be establishing to ensure that information relating to financial literacy and how to process applications and things like that is disseminated to everyone through maybe SMS alerts and other online applications. So those are services that are going to be available, and you can be able to use them.
I see Zakuluma ungafika ngapha. Those who've just joined in, this is your number one youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 in Washington. And lamhlanje sixoxa labasakhulayo abakuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship. Tiri kurukura nasi nevechidiki vakananga kuno kuAmerica. Shondorino nemsuwe China pasi pechirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Vachange vachidzidza kuzvikoro zvakasiyana siyana nenyaya dzeutungamiri uyezve dzemabhizimusi. Baza vebeqhuva ke izifundo emakolishini achiyeneyo pansi kwendikimba yobukhokheli obuqotho lokuqhuba ezamabhizimusi. And we have on the line Faith Samera, Ruzivo Chonyera, Sibusisiwe Mashoko, Tape Zakarase, and Josie Mahachi. Mahachi, are you still on the line? We have lost Mahachi there, but we also have Butolezwe Nyati. Njengengamla pela uwe kona umdloli ngomnyaga opelileyo. Ngiza penduka kuwe kona po umdloli. Faith, coming back to you. We have unfortunately also lost Faith, but I still wanted to talk to her some more. We'll try and reconnect with her. Ruzivo, are you still on the line? Hello, Ruzivo. Okay, we have a new guest. That's Dinei Mukwewa. Kunjani kweta?
Sawubona Nkomo, linjani konali?
Ayi siyaphila, unjani kona apho ba?
I want to ziyathunga, kuyaqanda sinjalo silungiselele ukuthi singene uhambeni uhambo lolu lungani lude ukuthi silande ukuzofunda sibonisane nabanye ukuthi ilizwe lethu singalithuthukisa kanjani.
Excellent. Siyajabula lawe. Mkwewa Amhlophe, congratulations. Makorokoto. As you leave Bulawayo on Thursday, what are you looking forward to? And by the way, before you answer, Tine Mkwewa is a human rights lawyer. Ligqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu. Va Mkwewa igweta rino rwira kodzero dzevanhu. Uyezve vachitungamira sangano reAvameli Human Rights Lawyers Network. Ungumkokheli wenhlanganiso yamagqwetha alwela amalungelo kaZulu koBulawayo, iAvameli Human Rights Lawyers Network. Mr. Mkwewa, what are your expectations as you depart Zimbabwe on Thursday? What are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to network with other young African leaders and to be able to network and to learn best practices from the United States, and at the same time to share experiences with other young African leaders.
Aha, uzabu kuliphi college njalo uqhuba sifundo bani? Ziphathelane lobugqwetha yini sifundo ozabu zenza?
Ye, ngizabe ngu University okuthiwa University of Delaware, ngiphakathi kwe ethiwa yi civic leadership track. Yebo, kuphathelane lo lomsebenzi esiwenzayo okumela amalungelo abantu.
Aha, ukhangelela ukuthuthukisa njani umsebenzi wobugqwetha okulwela amalungelo oluntu alubana uthe waphenduka ekhaya usuhlome ngolwazi ozaluthola ngapha?
Ngikhangelela ukuthi sifunde ukuthi singa fundisa njani abantu ukuthi bazi amalungelo abo. Ngoba kwelase America uthola ukuthi kulokuthuthuka okukhulu, ngoba bonke abantu abahlala eMelika bayazi amalungelo abo njalo bayasazi isisekelo sombuso. Uthola usane lusazi ukuthi I have the right to remain silent. So sifuna ukuthi sifunde ukuthi singakwenza njani ukuthi uZulu waselizweni lethu aqine laye esekwazi ukuthi iwaphi malungelo atholakala kusekelo sombuso, njengoba nathi sile sisekelo esitsha esasithola ngo-2013.
Aha, that's a human rights lawyer, Tine Mkwewa. I've just lost somebody, I don't know who, but Mr. Mkwewa, please do stay on the line. Mkoma Karase, mochiri parunare. Alo, aha, mkoma Karasi vachiri parunari. Saka imimi pa munodzoka neruzivo rwese rwamuchawana kunoku. Muri kutarisira kurushandisa sei?
Maonero angu inini ndekuti chipo chandakapiwa chiri mune matenga and all things to do with aviation. So I want to go to the United States to expand my knowledge as well as my network reach within the aviation community itself. I don't know what is it, but when you take a child into an aircraft for the first time, if you look into their eyes, you see something magical, and you see something that they look up into the sky and only dream of. I hope to be able to come back and give that gift to more children, as I already do by doing an AFTOR for my marginalized schools, etc. So that's one of the things I want to do. The second thing I want to do is I want to advocate for the youth participation in the upcoming elections. I believe, Guti, we are at a turning point, and the entrepreneurial intellect that Zimbabwe has needs to be seen through the works of the youth that are now plus 25, plus 35. I think it's also our time. And the third thing I want to do is I want to build a stronger bond between the United States and Zimbabwe at our generational level. As you can see in Europe, as well as around the world, my leaders, Akita, Chita Chidiki, you know, the Chinese, on my last recent trip, introduced me to the person who's the director of aviation there, and he's 31. You know, so there are many facets of what I want to do to empower the youth by going that I want to come back and implement, but particularly in my field of interest.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mkoma Amatipeza, and please do stay on the line. Hanzi pamberi nevechidiki na Mkoma Karase, and I do agree with him. Mdloli nga uloku kone tungweni ya vya guwe koto angitate u Faith. Faith, I was gonna ask you, kuyini okukhangeleleyo ukuthi ma uphenduka ekhaya, how are you going to implement the knowledge that you'd have gotten from the US?
All right, thank you. The way we're going to implement, because already in the US, they already have technology that we're using here back at home, but we don't have optimized ways to go about it. So my experience there, I'm going to see how other girls who code, other organizations that are involved in the coding and technology of young girls, how they do it. And I'm sure we'll be equipped in ways to be able to implement it in a better way than we were doing already. So that we can actually apply back home.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line. Faith, kubekubambile. Mkwewa, lo Matipeza and Faith, like I said earlier, I have Butolezwe Nyati, 2016 Mandela Washington Fellowship alumni. Ukhona yini ongathanda ukukhulumisana lo mdlomdloli mhlawumbe efuna ukubuza? Pane ane muvunzo here waangada kuvunza kuna Vanyati?
Hayi, nini pachezvangu. Sorry, I apologize.
Okay, Matipeza first.
Oh, no. No, please, let him go ahead.
Matipeza is going to stand down. The other person, I'm not sure who it is. Please go ahead.
Yeah, mina bengifuna ukubuza uNyati ukuthi isithwala sizasithola ngathi singathola yini indawo lapho kumbe ongathengiswa khona impuphu kumbe kumele sidlule sibone unkomo asikhombise lapho ungathola khona ongatholakala khona impuphu.
Hayi, ngiyabonga umbuzo wakho nyawuthanda. Umkhwe nyamazi indoda ethanda isithwala sayo, but isithwala nje hayi, mina ngingabalisa amalanga engasidla khona. Kwakulo mhlangano mhla ka-4 July, ngithemba lamtshela ukuthi 4 July uqakatheke ngani. Yikho lapho ngathola khona ithuba lokuthi kudliwe isithwala. Kwaphunywa sibili ijumo ukuthi kuze kuyedingwa impuphu, kodwa impuphu yakhona iyabe ingafani lale esiyijayeleyo eZimbabwe. Ufana le-beef yakhona yabe ikhona, kodwa hayi, uma uthi uyayilabila ithiyene laleyi esiyijayeleyo eZimbabwe. So hayi, kufuze uhambe ukhululekile nje uzitshele ukuthi hayi, ungawaphutha nje amavuki ayisithupha isithwala ungasithintanga. Ye, siyatholakala, kodwa thina sasithola nzima eNew York lapho esasikhona.
Mkwewa, umdloli kasithola ngesithwala ngoba kabuzanga thina ingamula. Ngizakutshela mina ukuthi isithwala sitholakala nga. Ungahamba emashopu ama-Mexicans, uzasithola isithwala kulapho, impuphu uzayithola kulapho esithenga khona. Even ungahamba kwenye ishopu kulapho Giant, kulapho Shoppers, uhambe kusection ama-Mexicans, bayethengisa impuphu. Yabe mhlophe nke, I'm sure equivalent ye-Palenta. Angazi kumbisa khona ngapho se kudala ngagcina kodwa ayatholakala amangqina, atholakala amathumba, atholakala yonke into ikhona, kuya ngokuthi ubuze bani njalo uwazi ngapi. Nokutaura apo nokupindura vam kweva kuti hayi wasadza riri kuwanikwa kunoku hofu tiri kutenga kumashopu emamexicans mazvondo matumbu zvese hapana chisipo saka musambochema henyu and those who've just joined in it's a 10 minutes before the top of the hour. That's 10 minutes before the hour of 9. And we are wrapping things up now. Coming back to you, Mr. Nyati, and probably as your parting words, what do you have to say to these wonderful fellows?
Thank you very much for the invitation. My closing remarks are really to congratulate again the fellows, the 60 of them, for this wonderful opportunity. They should go there with a clear action plan, what it is that they want to accomplish, and make sure that when they arrive in America, they hit the ground running. There is not much time to acclimatize. By the end of the first week, you should be able to evaluate and say, I have been able to attain this network, this value, this contact. But on a weekly basis, they should be reviewing their interventions in terms of fulfilling what it is that they have set out to accomplish. They should go and enjoy. We don't go to America every day. I know Dine in particular loves his fun, so I can assure him that he will have a nice time and the memories will linger in his mind till kingdom come. Congratulations, go ye and enjoy.
Please don't leave us yet, Mr. Nyati. Mkwewa, your last word.
I think we are looking forward to the experience in the United States so that we learn best practice. And we are also looking forward to meet other Zimbabweans if they are there so that we also share experiences of what is currently happening at home, hearing it from the horse's mouth. And also we would also expect to be able to also learn a lot of things from compatriots in Zimbabweans who are actually there. It's also important that not only should we learn from Americans, but we should be able to learn from Zimbabweans that have also met it and who would still want to connect with Zimbabwe, our country.
Siyabonga mkwewa lawe ungakahambi konapo. Mkoma karase hanzi pfepa mamonya ipapo tipe imasho kwenye kupezi.
Chidoda kutitede mapato iku United States asharura vadu siki stivar kuyeda ku United States. Chidoda kutitiva api Gada, we go to what's okay, but it is proud. This day, nevertheless, however, to go back to the Voice of America, but Paul Gada, we go to the UGG, who to be that with Zoka, Chaget, Shadisa, Jared, that's the get up here, I coco, Kotiti. Simuzire yika ye Zimbabwe se yuthi tatida
maita basa kushongo itai futi nechirungu. Give us your last word in English, please.
We just want to thank I personally just want to thank the US Department of State as well as the guys that picked us as the Zimbabwean cohort. I also want to say congratulations to my fellows, all 59 of them. I cannot be associated with a better crowd of leaders, and I have no doubt in my mind that we will go to America and come back and do our country proud. With that, tokuona ikoko musuwe Saturday.
Thank you there. Komakarase, and please don't leave us yet. Who else is on the line? Faith. Agu sipe amazwi akho
okugqiba uhlelo. All right.
Ayi siyabonga kakhulu ngokusibiza and ngithabele kakhulu ukusebenza labanye kwelizwe lethu lokuhlangana nabanye abe-Africa. Ikhona la ama-programs esithakazelela ukuthi sizohlangana labanye abe-Africa ukuthi siyenze into esizayenza siqhubeke phambili ngomsebenzi sakha ilizwe lethu. So siyathaba sizahlangana khona. Siyabonga kakhulu njalo amhlophe.
And your last word again in the Queen's language, Faith.
All right, in the Queen's language. All right, thank you so much for having us here, and I would like to congratulate everyone who made it. Looking forward to amazing projects that are going to make us a better country, and not only a better country, but build better relationships and cohorts across Africa, Southern Africa, even as we go back to being the bread basket, the basket of Africa.
Please, also don't leave us yet. I'm wondering who else is on the line. Ruzivo, are you on the line?
Hello?
Yes, Ruzivo. Tipe masho kwa kwe kupezisi.
No, this is Vusi on the line.
Oh, Vusi, go ahead and give us your last word. Hello, Vusi, go ahead and give us your last word, please. We have lost Vusi there. I think we have exhausted all the fellows, and maybe Nyat is also gone. Coming back to you, Karasi. Vamwe vechidiki zvii zvamungava kurudzira nazvo, mungava kurudzira sei vari kutarisira kupinda muchirongwa ichi?
Don't give up. Ndinokudza kuti vanenge vachida kuita explore the opportunity that YALI presents, apply. And for those of you that don't make it to the US program, kune maprogram ari kuitwa neYALI ari muno Africa, Southern Africa, anonzi ma regional training centers, regional learning centers, and it's the same opportunity. It may not be America, but it gives you the same exposure. Aside from that, I also encourage vechidiki kuti vange vachitsvaga vanhu vanoenda nevanhu vakamboenda kuYALI. Vanhu ava vakasharurwa pakati peruzhinji rwevanhu vakati wandei. Asi maonero angu nemazivira andinozviita, vanhu vanoenda nevanodzoka kubva kuYALI vanhu vanoda kuti vaite enrich the lives of vaya vasinawo opportunity iyoyo. Saka tinei takatotarisira kuti tichatsvagawo nevamwe vedu vechidiki kuti tingwanise kuvarayira mune zvenzira dzekupfuma mukati mekubatana kupfumisa kwenyika.
Aha, thank you there, Mkoma Matipeza. And this brings us to the end of The Connection, your number one youth forum. That was the 2017 Mandela Washington Fellows. Those were 2017 Mandela Washington Fellows. You heard from Josie Mahachi, Tinei Mukwewa, Matipeza Karase, Sibusisi Wemashoko, Ruzivo Chonyera, and Faith Gillian Samera, as well as Butolezwe Nyati, 2017 YALI alumni, offering some kind of advice to these fellows who are coming here this week on Thursday. And Umkwewa Ugwabuza Ngeschwala, YALI Chelamna Sakamizi, Sakamuzi rather, sikona isichwala saza riripo ufu wakazara kunugu. Saka musachke, hey nyu, imimi pe pamamonya ipapo. This is it from us tonight. My name is Tungamili Nkomo. Let's make another date next week, Tuesday, same station, different topic. kuna Zimbabwe.